no mercy.
Patrick Mahomes has already won a Super Bowl MVP and signed a record-breaking 10-year extension this offseason. And now the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback is joining us live. Patrick, so good to see you. A few things have changed since I covered you at Texas Tech. And first of all, just congrats. And I want to start with the obvious. How has winning the Super Bowl changed your life?
I mean, I feel like I haven't changed at all, honestly. I mean, it's been cool. It's been surreal. Obviously, a crazy offseason after it, but I'm enjoying being back in the building now and trying to find a way to go back at it and try to get another one.
So, Patrick, Andy Reid traded from 27th in the first round all the way up to the 10th overall pick to take you. I'm not sure anybody else was going to trade that high to take you. I'm not sure anybody but Andy saw MVP potential in you. I know I certainly didn't. When you stepped on the NFL field in training camp or maybe in your rookie year, did you have any moment when it finally occurred to you, wait a second, I can be the best quarterback there is in this league?
Yeah, I don't know if I thought that, but I know that last game that I played in that first year when I came in versus the Broncos,
yep,
and all the hard work and all like the studying and everything that I had done that entire season when I was behind Alex, I got on the field and I really things slowed down. Things I had learned throughout the year I could really take upon and use during that game. And that's when I knew that if I kept doing this and kept learning, that I could have more and more success in this league. And obviously, I got a lot of good people around me. So that helps out a lot when I'm going out there every single week.
You saw that game coming, right?
I did. And that was the game. That's what I thought, too, because I was surprised because I was like, the Broncos are going to win. They're not playing Alex Smith. And then I watched that game, and I was like, this kid is legit.
Yeah, no, it was a good game for me. I mean, especially being in the elements, it was super cold. Yeah. Playing with a lot of the guys that I'm playing with now, a lot of young guys on the team, and then going out there and having to try to find a way to succeed. I mean, Denver's always a good defense, always a good team, and Mile High is always a tough atmosphere to play at. Mm.
So, Pat, a lot of people give credit to your supporting cast, your weapons, your receiving core as the best there is in football. Does it ever irritate you even a little bit that it takes a little bit of the credit away from you, that you deserve a little bigger piece of the pie than you are given that supporting cast?
It doesn't irritate me at all. I mean, if I can have this supporting cast for the rest of my career and they're giving credit to them, I'll take it as much as possible. I mean, to have guys like we have on this team, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Damian Williams, now Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, we got guys everywhere. And so for my job is to try to get it into those guys' hands. And Brett Veach and Coach Reese around me with a lot of great players. And we're winning games. I'll don't care where the credit's given to. I'm just going to try to go out there and win as many as possible.
Go ahead.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
So given that, given supporting cast, you obviously just signed, what was it, 10 years? That could be a $503 million deal. Yet, after the sensational bombshell dropped that you had signed the deal, we looked harder and harder, and it looked like, wait a second, maybe if you look between the lines, it's fairly team-friendly starting at the start. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you did leave some money on the table for that supporting cast to ensure going forward that you're going to have the best receiving core?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we did with the deal in general was obviously I got the financial security that I've always wanted. I'll be able to take care of my family and then generations below me. And then after that, I allowed for flexibility for us to keep great players around this whole entire team. I mean, like you said, I've been surrounded by great players my entire career, offense and defensively. So I'm just excited that now I get to go out there and know that I'm going to have a great supporting cast for my entire career and hopefully be able to win a lot more championships.
I got two questions for you. Patrick, I nicknamed you Patrick Mahomeboy. Do you like the nickname? And on the top 100, you were named the fourth best player in the NFL by your peers. Are you disappointed that you won a Super Bowl MVP, you won the regular season MVP, and the highest you've been ranked is number four?
Yeah, first off, I love the nickname, Mahomeboy. I mean, it definitely rolls up the tongue nice. It's a good one. I like the ring to it. So, I mean, I'm fine with you keep calling me that and keep showing me some support. Even though you're a Bronco, it's all right.
True.
The number four ranking, I mean, rankings are rankings. They're part of everything. People are going to do it. The guys in front of me had great seasons. But my job is to go out there and try to go out there and be the best player I can be on the field. every single week, and maybe one of these days I'll be number one.
You got, they gave you this, there's this throw off that you want to have with Josh Allen. As arm strength, he got a 99 on Manning. Now, you are a 99 player, but you only got 97 for arm strength. And you said, you know what? I want a 99 arm strength also, so I'm willing to challenge Josh Allen to a throw off. How far do you think you can throw it, and do you think you can beat him?
I think if I'm going to throw off in that situation, I'm going to throw it 80-plus yards. So I know I'm going to put that up there. I know Josh Allen's got an arm, too. I know he can chuck it out there as well. So if he can beat 80 to 83 yards, then he can beat me. But I'm going to put it out there. I promise you that. And I know that we've kind of talked about it before. Obviously, a different offseason this last offseason. But we might get something to happen in these next future offseasons for sure. Mm.
So, Pat, a lot of people think you're on pace, that you have a real shot at becoming the GOAT of quarterbacks at obviously your position with the Chiefs. Yet the GOAT right now has moved to what's now called Tampa Bay. Brady is in Tampa. What do you expect from him this year? And could you see potentially a Kansas City-Tampa Super Bowl? Would that be like out of the question to you?
No, never. I mean, that team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, they have a lot of talent. And they've had a lot of talent for the last couple of years now. And I think when you add Tom Brady, someone who's proven that he can win and get the ball to all those guys and score a lot of touchdowns and also be a great leader, you know that they're going to be a great team. For us, we know the adversity that the season's going to have. I mean, if you look at our season this last year, through the middle part there, we were struggling a little bit, and we were able to kind of come on top and end the season well and then get to the playoffs and make a run at it. But you never know what's going to happen during the season. And so I'm just excited that we have a lot of the same players coming back that have dealt with that adversity before. And we'll try to solidify our spot with a tough division, a tough AFC, trying to find a way to get to that Super Bowl again. And whoever we play there, hopefully we go out and put our best effort and try to win another one. Mm.
Can you imagine yourself playing at age 43?
I mean, that's the goal. I've talked to a couple of my teammates that have some younger kids, and I always joke with them and I say, I'm going to be playing with your kids whenever you're watching from home. And so, I mean, to play till 43, you've got to have that mentality that Tom's had to not only be great on the football field, but be great off of it, be able to go out there every single day and take care of your body. And I've put a good plan together with my trainer every single year so far, and I'm going to try to do that and get as healthy as I possibly can so that I can be playing at that age.
This year in the playoffs didn't get off to a great start. You fall behind 24-0 to the Houston Texans. As you're on the sideline, what's going through your mind? Do you believe that you have a realistic chance of coming back? Because up until that point, nothing has really gone you guys' way. You did have a lot of drops. You had a lot of missed opportunities. But as you're sitting on the sideline, what's going through your mind?
Yeah, once we got to 24-0, my goal and what I talked to the quarterbacks about on the sideline was let's get it to 10 points before half because we get the ball coming out of half. And so I was trying to get it to 10 points. Obviously, McColl had the big return. We scored a touchdown, I think, three plays later. And then we got a couple of stuff winning in our favor. And then all of a sudden, I looked up at the scoreboard, and it was a tie ball game. And so after that, I knew we had the momentum rolling. I knew that we had a good chance that we were going to come out in that second half and jump on them having that first drive. But that's a good football team. I mean, the Texans are a great football team. We're playing them first game of the season, and we know that they're going to kind of have that sour taste in their mouth and give us their best shot. So we're excited for the opportunity to go out and lead off the NFL season and try to find a way to get a win. Mm.
So speaking of that comeback against Tennessee, with 11 seconds left in the half, you had the ball at the 27-yard line, and you took off running. And I was a little skeptical at some of the attempted tackles, but could you sort of literally run us through that play? How did it develop in your head and through your eyes?
Yeah, so if you look at that drive, it was a two-minute drive. It was a long drive, and it's cold outside, so I'm sure some of those guys might have been a little tired. but we were driving down the field, and it was a play where they were doubling Tyreek, they were doubling mm-hmm. Travis, and I was running down the sideline. I was like, we have a timeout. I might as well go for it. And so I hit it down the sideline. I'm not the fastest guy, but I feel like I'm a little elusive a little bit. And so I started running down the sideline. I kind of scrambled around, cut it back. Almost got stripped in the end zone, but I was able to hold on to it. And I showed you a little bit that I have a little bit of escapability, and I'm mm-hmm. able to run if necessary whenever I need it.
I mean, for a second, I thought you was Lamar Jackson. I said, look at that, Lamar. I said, that's my homeboy. Took it down the sideline. Mm.
Yeah, I try to save my runs to the right moments. You know, I don't have them all the time, but whenever I do get a chance, I like to show off that I have a little bit of athletic ability and that I can make some runs happen.
Mm. Pat, it looked like at the 5-yard line, one of the Titans tried to grab your flag like they were playing flag football.
I think it was because of how elusive I am. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I used to spin. I'm about to get my spin rating up on Madden, too.
Yeah.
And you did. Let's look at one other play that happened in the Super Bowl. You were in some trouble mid-fourth quarter. You're backed up 3rd and 15 at your 35. You got a rusher in your face. I thought it was a little bit fortunate the way the ball came down to Tyreek, who had to come back for it. Walk us through that play. What happened when the ball left your hand? Did you think it was going to be caught? Did you think it was good?
Yeah, when the ball left my hand, I knew it was going to be caught. I mean, Tyreek got wide open on the route. I know you described it as a punt sometimes, but I'll take that punt 100 out of 100 times if, as long as it's hitting for a completion like that. So it was a good play that we had designed for their defense, that we had kind of ran versus the Chargers a little bit, that plays a similar type of defense. And so I asked for Coach Reed if we could call that play in that situation. He called it. I mean, he has trusted me to go out there and call plays like that. And we ran it. Tyreek got wide open. Sammy did a good job of holding that corner on the backside. And then all of a sudden, we threw it, got some momentum in our favor. And then it kind of, everything started snowballing after that. And we were able to go out there and find a way to win that game and win the Super Bowl.
What is the basic route on the play? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's a play. We actually run a play off of this where we have Tyreek running straight down the middle of the field. And I usually throw it up there. And I think you saw it in the preseason when I threw it to Tyreek versus the Falcons about 2 years ago, where I just chunked it super far. And so him having that speed, he threatens that safety. He runs at him like he's going to cross his face right when he gets his hips to flip. He breaks it out to the left side over there. And we have Sammy kind of as our second read. He's the dagger route. And Kelsey's running almost like a stutter over across the field. And so we have a lot of different options with a lot of our best players downfield. 3rd and 15, you want to give guys a chance. And I just try to buy enough time. The O-line gave me time, and I threw it up to Tyreek, and he made a play.
Maybe I imagined it, but I thought Tyreek waved for a fair catch. I could be wrong.
No, I don't think so. You know, I threw it out there a little bit. I mean, Tyreek runs a 4-1, so yeah. I don't want to throw it too far, throw it out of bounds. But he made a play on it, and then we kind of got the drive going, scored that touchdown, then got another chance and hit Sammy down the sideline with a little better throw. And then we got down the field, and then we ended up scoring a touchdown that drive as well.
But, Patrick, you had guys have a combo off that where I saw you running against the Patriots, where he starts on one side and he goes completely across the field. So he started that same motion like he was going to go across the field, and he turns it into a deep sail route. And I think that's why it was open, because the safety is getting ready to bail and try to chase Tyreek across the field.
Yeah, you said exactly right. I think the biggest thing that you see is when you have Coach Reed's offense, he's always making the play that he has used weeks before, and then he uses the play to go off of that. And I'm sure Jimmy Ward saw that play, the same play that you saw, and he was trying to open up to get out there, knowing Tyreek, how fast he is. But me knowing that the reps that we had had that week, that once he makes that break, he's going to be wide open in space, I try to put it out there, give him a chance to make a play. And having that guy helps out a lot for some of those 30-yard different routes that he's running.
So before we let you go, one very serious question. You have been a driving force in the National Football League for Black Lives Matter. How successful do you feel like this movement has been so far?
I feel like it's been positive. It's been positive. We were able to open up discussion not only with kind of everyone around, but with the right people in the NFL and with the Chiefs organization. And if you saw, we did the voter registration with the team. And the Chiefs, and we're trying to get everybody registered to vote as community leaders that we are in this community, that so we can go out and talk about how we got registered and get other people registered to vote. And so I think I've got to talk to Goodell. I've talked to other guys around the league, and obviously now it's about action. It's about going out there and making the right steps that we can to take the right steps and make the community a better place. And so I'm excited that we've had these conversations, but now it's about going out there and acting on it and doing whatever it is to make the community a better place. For everybody.
Congratulations, Patrick. Appreciate everything you do on the field and off the field. Continued success. My homeboy, you're on your way, bro.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
So the good news, Shannon, my homeboy here to stay. Patrick, so good to chat with you. We appreciate your time and best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you all. No mercy.